In the quiet hours before sunrise, there's a corner of your world, overlooked by most, that hums with a quiet promise. There, beneath the gentle rustle of hay and the soft thumping of tiny feet, an extraordinary transformation takes place. Scraps and patience become sustenance. Careful hands nurture resilient life, and old habits yield to a new, deeply satisfying kind of abundance. This isn't just a story about raising rabbits. It's about reclaiming agency in a world obsessed with size and spectacle, about discovering that true self-reliance and plenty can start with something small, silent, and surprising. With every hutch tended, every kit weighed, every handful of manure turned to bunny gold for the garden, you step deeper into a cycle of nourishment, stewardship, and legacy that outpaces convention and expectation. Here, rabbits become more than livestock. They are the heart of a quiet revolution. They turn tiny spaces into engines of protein and prosperity, teaching lessons in resilience, efficiency, and the value of care. Through the daily rhythms of feeding, breeding, harvesting, and giving back to the land, you join a lineage of quiet masters, makers, growers, caretakers, who understand that the future is built not on noise, but on knowledge, not on grand gestures, but on consistent, thoughtful acts. Step into the world within the wire and witness how the smallest creatures can unlock the greatest sources of security, purpose, and hope. This is the story of ordinary people, gardens made rich, families made strong, and how raising rabbits for meat can quietly, steadily change everything. Chapter 1. Foundations of Meat Rabbitry. A small animal with a quiet twitch of the nose, the domestic rabbit, does not immediately strike most people as the cornerstone of a resilient food system. Yet, behind the unassuming appearance lies an animal that, over the centuries, has quietly nourished families and communities across the world. In monasteries of medieval Europe, rabbits meant a reliable meat source when larger livestock was impossible. In modern cities, they deliver affordable protein with minimal fuss. What makes the rabbit so remarkable? It begins with efficiency. Rabbits convert simple plant material, pellets, hay, green trimmings, into lean, tender meat with astonishing speed. A pair of breeding does, managed with a single buck, can supply over 500 pounds of meat per year without the infrastructure, paddock, or noise that would accompany other livestock. Whether you have a quarter acre or a small suburban backyard, hutches for rabbits blend effortlessly into existing landscapes, often drawing less attention than a row of tomatoes or a barrel of compost. The advantages ripple outward. Imagine, for a moment, the typical small backyard farm, perhaps a few hens, a plot of vegetables, some berry canes, and a compost bin. Now add a trio of rabbits. Instead of waiting 18 months for a steer to reach slaughter weight, you see harvests in just 8 to 12 weeks. Instead of strong chicken coop odors perfuming the neighborhood, you have odorless, dry manure that looks more like coffee beans than animal waste. Instead of loud squawks or crowing at sunrise, rabbits conduct their business in near silence, producing only the rustle of hay or the soft scrape of paws. Raising rabbits for meat is not a new idea. It is, in many parts of the world, an age-old answer to food scarcity and economic uncertainty. During wars and recessions, families who kept backyard bunnies didn't go hungry. In periods of abundance, rabbitry provided surplus to sell at markets or share with neighbors. This is not just emergency preparedness or survivalist nostalgia. It is common sense everyday resilience that anyone can claim, regardless of location. Case scenario, the power of small stock. Let's compare. If you had to feed a family of four and had only your backyard to work with, would you rather raise a goat, a few chickens, or rabbits? Goats demand strong fencing, constant hoof care, and can devastate gardens if they escape. Chickens require coops and are subject to local restrictions, noise ordinances, and often neighbor complaints about roosters or smells. Rabbits need only modest hutches, easily tucked into a shaded corner or stacked in a shed, and slip past nearly every zoning law because of their quiet, clean habits. Most importantly, where chickens or goats offer eggs or milk, both of which require ongoing daily processing, rabbits cut straight to the essential, meat. In 8 to 12 weeks, a rabbit fryer reaches a plump, market-ready size, yielding over 50% of its live weight as table-ready protein. The cycle turns fast, allowing multiple litters per year, ensuring your investment provides steady returns in every season. Unique advantages. But it isn't only about space or speed. Rabbits boast multiple advantages for anyone seeking sustainable local food. Feed conversion efficiency. Every pound of feed produces 3 to 4 times more meat than cattle or goats. You need less land, less money, and less waste per hamburger's worth of protein. Silent and discreet, no crowing, bellowing, or braying. Most neighbors may never know you keep livestock at all. No strong odor. Rabbit manure doesn't stink like chicken or pig droppings. It's dry, pelletized, and innocuous. Year-round productivity. With proper management, rabbits can breed and produce meat 12 months a year. Minimal zoning restrictions. Many local ordinances prohibit or severely limit poultry or hoofed livestock, but overlook or even encourage rabbit husbandry. Valuable byproducts. Beyond meat, rabbits produce bunny gold, manure that, unlike most livestock waste, can be applied directly to gardens without composting. Their pelts, when handled properly, can supply hobbyists or crafters. Simplicity and safety. Handling rabbits is low risk, with fewer zoonotic disease vectors than chickens or swine. Children can learn animal husbandry under supervision, picking up lessons in responsibility and biology. With rabbits, a backyard becomes a micro farm, quiet, productive, legal, and yielding not just meat, but rich manure, hides for crafting, and, perhaps most precious of all, a new way of thinking about food. The rabbit is not only the other white meat, it is the secret ingredient in a resilient homestead. In the world of backyard livestock, rabbits quietly upend expectations about what is possible on a small scale. When people consider raising animals for meat, they often imagine fields of cattle, noisy chicken coops, or the constant demands of goats. Yet the humble rabbit, compact, silent, and efficient, shows us that abundance doesn't require vast land, specialized buildings, or disruptive noise. 1. Feed conversion, the remarkable efficiency of rabbits. Compared to most other animals you might raise at home, rabbits are champions at turning feed into meat. A well-bred meat rabbit can transform 3 or 4 pounds of feed into 1 pound of live weight. As a result, a rabbit gives you more edible meat per bag of pellets than a steer or a flock of chickens. This means your feed dollar goes a long way and you spend less for each meal you produce. What about growth? While a steer may take 18 months to grow to harvest size, A rabbit reaches market weight in just 2 to 3 months. This rapid cycle means a family with just a few breeding rabbits, called a breeding trio, can expect to harvest meat several times each year, supplying the freezer with ease. Second, rethinking space and scale. The beauty of raising meat rabbits is how little space you need. An entire operation can fit in a quiet backyard corner, a shaded shed, or even along a garden fence. Each mature rabbit is comfortable in a cage as small as 2 feet by 3 feet, and the design is so flexible that cages can be stacked or lined up wherever it suits your routine. For example, a trio, a single buck and two does, can supply hundreds of pounds of meat each year without crowding your garden or drawing complaints from neighbors. There's no need for pastures, large barns, or expensive fencing. The footprints for rabbits are measured in square feet, not acres, making them ideal for suburban and urban locations. Third, legality, neighborliness, and community. Unlike chickens, which may run afoul of noise ordinances or banishment due to crowing roosters, rabbits are nearly invisible to passersby. They don't announce dawn with squawks or bray for attention. With proper hutch design, there's no odor to cause complaints. Because of this, most town or city regulations don't even mention rabbits or group them with pets rather than livestock. This often means you can keep rabbits legally where other livestock would be forbidden. More than regulations, rabbits simply make good neighbors. They keep to themselves, blend quietly into backyard life, and don't draw unwanted attention. If you introduce them to your community, you're met with curiosity, not controversy. 4. Waste becomes treasure. Rabbit manure's unique advantage. Rabbits turn feed into meat with astonishing efficiency, but they also create another valuable product, manure. Unlike chicken, cow, or pig waste, rabbit droppings are dry, pellet-shaped, and nearly odorless. They don't need to be composted for months before being safe to use. They can be spread directly onto vegetable or flower beds without burning plants. These lightweight pellets enrich the soil, improve structure, and provide nutrients that support abundant plant growth. Over time, you find yourself in a cycle where rabbit manure feeds the garden feeds your family, and trimmings or failed crops can be fed right back to the rabbits, closing the loop. Fifth, year round, productivity and flexibility. Whereas some livestock can only be raised in certain seasons, rabbits can be productive all 12 months of the year. With a simple rotation, breeding, kindling, weaning, and growing out young, you can plan your meat supply to suit your family's needs, seasonal market demands, or even match your garden's fertilizer requirements. And the cycle adjusts when necessary. If life gets busy, you can pause breeding without losing progress. If you want to expand or contract your operation, whether for more meat, more manure, or more community outreach, you can do so quickly by changing how many breeding does are in rotation. 6. Simple, scalable economics. Raising rabbits is practical for any budget. Start with 1 or 2 cages, a modest investment in feed and supplies, and a pair of young rabbits from a trusted breeder. As you gain confidence, experience, and perhaps develop sales routes for meat, manure, or breeding stock, you can add more cages, expand facilities, and even build a business. Unlike other livestock, scaling up doesn't require heavy machinery, significant new infrastructure, or a dramatic change in workload. With each new cage or breeding pair, your output rises in small, controlled steps, keeping your finances, time, and energy in balance. 7. The quiet bonds of stewardship. Lastly, raising rabbits fosters a relationship with the natural world that is rich and deeply rewarding. The daily rhythm of feeding, cleaning, and observing teaches attentiveness. Children and adults alike gain lessons in biology, responsibility, and the cycles of birth and harvest. The challenge of raising healthy animals and producing food with your own hands builds self-confidence and a sense of accomplishment. Skills developed with rabbits, record keeping, breeding management, basic veterinary care are transferable to other endeavors, enriching your homesteading journey no matter where it leads. In summary, rabbits challenge every assumption about what it takes to raise meat at home. With their remarkable feed efficiency, tiny footprint, legal flexibility, and valuable byproducts, they become the ideal small stock, turning modest effort into steady supplies of food and fertility for the household and the community. The benefits aren't just practical, they're personal, communal, and enduring. Before you begin hammering nails or selecting your first rabbit, you need clarity of purpose. Raising rabbits for meat can be as simple or as ambitious as you dare, but every thriving rabbitry, whether it exists to put healthy meals on the family table, provide extra income, or supply a small gourmet market, starts with a specific vision. 1. Goal setting. Defining success. The path you choose will influence every decision. For some, the priority is a steady source of homegrown, reliable meat. For others, it's a side business or a step toward greater self-reliance. Take a moment and ask yourself, what will success look like for you? If your main motivation is to feed your own household, focus on how much rabbit you'll realistically eat each month. For a typical family of four, one or two breeding does, managed throughout the year, can provide enough meat to keep the freezer full. Your goal will be to stagger breedings and harvests to match your consumption, ensuring a steady supply without overwhelming your resources. If you have entrepreneurial ambitions, selling fryers, pelts, or even manure, you'll need a slightly larger operation and should plan accordingly. Farmers markets, chef supply, or local custom orders each require different levels of production. Determine how much time you can devote weekly, what scale you feel comfortable operating at, and consider the outlets you might use. Direct to friends, neighbors, or local shops. For some, the dream is to supply restaurants, cater to specialty eaters, such as those demanding heritage breeds or organic certifications, or to tap into a local food movement. Here, your research must go a step further. Study local demand and pricing. Connect with chefs or buyers, and plan for a modest but professional scale setup. 2. Understanding the regulatory landscape. Before you bring your first rabbit home, look into your city and state regulations regarding rabbits and small livestock. This due diligence helps avoid disappointment later. Unlike many backyard animals, rabbits are often overlooked in restrictive livestock bylaws. Most cities and towns have rules about poultry or hoofed livestock, but rabbits usually fall into a gray area or are seen as pets rather than farm stock. This means a small rabbitry can usually be operated quietly and legally almost anywhere. Still, check local laws and any homeowners association rules. While the vast majority ignore rabbits, some places do set limits on animal numbers or have requirements about animal care and waste disposal. On a state and federal level, meat rabbits are typically classified as a non-amenable species. That means small-scale, on-farm processing for your own family, or sometimes even limited direct sales, is legal without the complex regulations applied to larger livestock. However, if you plan to sell regularly, especially to stores, markets, or restaurants, check your state's food safety or animal processing guidelines. Understanding these requirements now will save you worry or fines later. Third, investment and infrastructure planning. Armed with a vision and a sense of what's allowed, it's time to consider infrastructure and costs. Start small and sturdy. Each adult rabbit will need its own well-ventilated hutch or cage, ideally 2 feet by 3 feet for a standard meat breed, along with solid feeders and waterers, shade, weather protection, and something to chew on. Keep your stock healthy and happy. You'll need nest boxes for mothers, grow out cages for young rabbits, and a secure way to store feed. Wire mesh, strong hinges and latches, and rodent-proof bins are all wise investments for beginners. Think ahead, too. Rabbits multiply fast. Even the smallest operation will find itself needing extra space for kits as they grow, and you'll thank yourself for building in room to expand. For equipment, you'll require only the basics at first: a postal scale to track rabbit weights, a notebook or planner for tracking breeding and health, and a few simple health supplies like gloves, saline, and a bit of styptic powder for emergencies. 4. Mapping the annual cycle. Rabbits work on a schedule as steady as the seasons. Typically, a female can be rebred every 6 to 8 weeks, with her offspring ready for harvest in just 2 to 3 months. By planning your breedings throughout the year, you can ensure a stream of meat to match your family's needs or your sales goals, rather than facing feast or famine cycles. Keep diligent records. It's as simple as marking a calendar or using an app. Recording dates for breeding, kindling, and weaning for each doe. This organizational habit is the backbone of healthy, productive stock and keeps your operation legal and efficient. Budget for yearly feed and supplies by calling local stores and comparing prices for pellets and hay. Some may offer discounts for bulk purchases. Don't forget to count the value of the manure your rabbits will supply to your garden or for resale. This offsets your expenses more than you might imagine. 5. The entrepreneur's path. Picture your rabbitry not just as a place for meat, but as an engine for multiple streams of modest value. Some breeders collect and dry rabbit manure to sell in small bags during garden season. Others clean and tan hides, supplying crafters with supple material for art and clothing. A growing number find value in selling high-quality breeding stock to others who want to start their own backyard operations. Each of these outlets is a small reward for good planning and healthy rabbits. 6. Vision in action, a sample starter plan. To make all this practical, let's lay out a few typical starter plans, described here in plain language for easy listening. If your goal is to provide family protein, you might start with 1 buck and 2 does, kept in 6 to 8 well-spaced cages with an investment under $1,000 for hutches, basic supplies, and your first animals. If you wish to aim for small-scale sales to friends, neighbors, and perhaps a few local buyers, you might keep one buck and four does, along with a dozen grower cages. Expect your initial investment to land between $900 and $1,500, covering quality hutches, feeders, water systems, nest boxes, and the cost for extra breeding does. Aiming for niche markets or rare breeds often demands a more robust setup. You'll likely start with two bucks, four or more does, and at least 10 cages built for breeding and grow out. Factoring in finer equipment, better breeding stock, and planning for future expansion, expect to spend between $1,200 and $2,000 at the outset. No matter your scale, the advice is simple. Match your investment to your vision, but always build in flexibility. Rabbits reward efficiency, cleanliness, and careful records. Start small, learn from each season, and let your operation grow to meet your real goals. The transition from planning to action starts with practical steps and a thoughtful layout of your future rabbitry. Before that first hutch is built or the first rabbit arrives, a little foresight goes a long way. 1. Sourcing healthy stock. The foundation of a thriving rabbitry is healthy, well-bred animals. When choosing where to get your initial rabbits, look for local breeders with clean, humane facilities. Observe the animal's behavior. They should be curious, alert, and show no signs of illness or injury. Ask about the lineage and health history of the rabbits you're considering, and request to see records if possible. Prioritize robust, docile breeds that are proven for meat production, such as New Zealand White or Californian. Bringing home healthy starter stock reduces headaches later and can set you on the path to building your own resilient bloodline. 2, reading feed labels and finding suppliers. Rabbits thrive on well-formulated diets. Before buying feed, visit local feed stores, garden centers, or farmers who supply quality pellets and hay. Read pellet labels for crude protein percentages. Aim for at least 16% for adults and up to 18 to 20% for growing fryers. Check the ingredient list for fresh, natural sources. Alfalfa, soybean meal, and timothy hay are common bases. Ask suppliers about bulk pricing and seasonal discounts to help with budgeting. Reliable feed and clean water are the backbones of health and growth for your rabbits. 3. Planning your rabbitry, layout, and location. Choosing where to situate your hutches is crucial. Position your cages where there's shade in summer and wind protection in winter. Under an overhanging roof or in a well-ventilated shed often works best. Ensure cages are elevated off the ground to prevent predators like raccoons or neighborhood pets from disturbing your animals. Leave enough space between hutches for you to move, clean, and inspect animals easily. Consider arranging your rabbitry so you can add more cages as your operation expands. A well-planned location means easier care and healthier animals all year round. 4, starter equipment checklist. To set up for success, gather these basic supplies before your rabbits arrive. Sturdy hutches or cages, one per adult, plus extra for growing kits. Feeders and waterers that are easy to refill and clean. Nest boxes for mothers expecting litters. Bedding material, such as straw, pine shavings, or hay. A scale for weighing rabbits. A notebook or calendar for tracking breedings, births, and growth. First aid basics, disposable gloves, saline rinse, and styptic powder. Secure storage bins for pellets and hay, preferably rodent-proof. Starting with the right tools saves time, reduces stress, and prevents common problems. 5. Calculating costs and planning supplies. Understanding costs is key to sustainable management. Factor in initial purchases, hutches, rabbits, equipment, ongoing feed and bedding costs, and any planned expansions. Remember that quality starter animals and durable cages may cost more upfront, but pay off with fewer problems. Price feed and hay locally. If you plan to feed kitchen scraps, garden greens, or homegrown forage, subtract accordingly. Keep a running record of purchases, feed used, and output, meat, manure, fryers sold, and revisit your budget every few months to fine-tune. 6. Setting expectations for the first months. Once you bring in your rabbits, allow time for them to settle into their new environment. Minimize loud noises or stress in the first days. Begin observing their habits, eating, drinking, grooming, and resting, so you'll recognize normal versus unusual behaviors. Take notes daily. Changes in appetite, appearance, or droppings can be early signals for health concerns. Develop a simple routine. Feed and check animals at least twice a day. Refill water and clean trays or bedding as needed. Getting these daily habits right from the start builds confidence and a foundation for scaling up. 7. Early lessons in stewardship. Within weeks, you'll find that rabbits are among the most rewarding small livestock you can keep. Their routines create rhythm in your day. Their quiet presence teaches calm. Each kit born, each pound of meat harvested, and each bucket of fertilizer cast into your garden brings tangible returns for your care. As you log breeding dates, track weights, and watch your animals grow, you develop not only skill, but stewardship, a sense of connectedness and gratitude for every part of this living cycle. The arrival of your first rabbits is a quiet but significant milestone. Anticipation mixes with responsibility as you lift each animal into its prepared hutch. Their noses twitch, ears flick, and for a moment, you stand at the threshold of a cycle that will feed, teach, and challenge you. When you first bring rabbits home, do so during the cool part of the day. Transport them in secure carriers lined with soft bedding. Speak softly and move gently. This helps them adapt and reduces unnecessary stress. Place each rabbit in its new hutch, ensuring access to fresh water and high-quality hay immediately. Avoid handling or crowding them during those first hours. Give them time to explore, eat, and rest. 2. Establishing a routine. A steady routine is the backbone of good rabbit husbandry. Feed and care for your rabbits at the same times, each morning and evening. Observe before you act. Notice if each rabbit is alert, if food and water have been consumed, and if droppings are normal. This quiet observation is both an early warning system for health issues and a lesson in the rhythms of life. Refill feeders and waterers with clean, fresh supplies. Remove uneaten greens to prevent spoilage. spot clean bedding or trays. As days pass, you'll learn to do these tasks quickly while remaining attuned to the unique personalities of each animal. 3. Record keeping, the unsung hero. From day one, keep a simple notebook or digital log. Record the date, source, and identifying features of each rabbit, such as color markings, breeds, or ear tattoos, if used by your breeder. Note any signs of stress, health concerns, or injuries. When you begin breeding, your log will track mating dates, births, litter sizes, and growth rates. This discipline isn't just for efficiency, it's for long-term health, productivity, and peace of mind. Over time, records reveal which does are the best mothers, which bucks sire robust friars, and which lines are most resilient. 4. Monitoring health in the early weeks. During the adjustment period, be vigilant for health issues. Ensure rabbits are eating, drinking, and producing firm, dry pellets. Watch for nasal discharge, sneezing, or drooling, which can signal illness. Check feet for sores, known as sore hocks, especially on wire flooring. Add mats or boards if needed. Examine fur for parasites, bald spots, or excessive scratching. At any sign of trouble, isolate the affected animal if possible and consult a knowledgeable breeder or veterinarian. Rapid responses mean healthier stock and fewer setbacks. 5. Building the human-animal bond. Though meat rabbits are raised for food, their well-being is essential. Kind, consistent care reduces stress-induced illness and ensures steady growth. With repeated gentle handling, many rabbits become calm when checked or moved, making routine management easier and safer. This care is also for you. A few quiet minutes spent with your animals can lower your own stress, foster patience, and make the work more rewarding. Watch how each rabbit reacts to sound, touch, and unfamiliar objects. Understanding helps you handle your herd with skill and empathy. 6. Establishing cleanliness and order. A clean rabbitry is a healthy one. Remove soiled bedding or droppings daily. Dry, clean hutches prevent pests and disease. Scrub feeders and waterers weekly with hot, soapy water and rinse thoroughly. Disinfect hutches with a mild bleach solution at least monthly, airing them out completely before reintroducing animals. Store feed in sealed, rodent-proof containers and discard any that appears damp or moldy. Orderliness at the outset sets a standard. It keeps chores manageable and impresses visitors or neighbors with your commitment. 7. Learning as you go. Mistakes and surprises are inevitable. Rabbits may chew more than anticipated. A waterer might leak, or a young kit could wriggle out of a gap. See these moments as lessons, not failures. Each season brings new insights on feed preferences, ways to streamline chores, or small improvements to housing. If you have children, involve them in gentle tasks. Feeding, filling water, and checking on kits become opportunities for growth and learning, building skills, and a connection to food systems too often out of reach. 8. Preparing for the next steps. With the basics in place and your first weeks complete, your confidence grows. Each chore becomes easier, each animal more familiar. Now you are ready for what comes next. Breeding your first litters, tracking growth, harvesting initial friars, and truly experiencing the full cycle of sustainable home meat production. As you move forward, remember the spirit with which you started: patience, organization, curiosity, and stewardship bolster not just your success, but also your satisfaction. The days are shaped by small rituals of care, but the rewards, quiet, abundant, nourishing, ripple outward into every aspect of home and community. In the following chapter, you will step fully into the world of breeding management, pairing stock, caring for does and kits, and laying the foundation for a thriving, resilient rabbitry that feeds more than just the table, it feeds the future. Chapter 2, Choosing the Right Breed. Introduction, The Foundation of Success. Selecting the right rabbit breed is the cornerstone of a productive and rewarding meat rabbit enterprise. While all rabbits share critical traits, rapid growth, gentle nature, and efficient feed conversion, some breeds have been refined over decades, specifically for meat production. Your choice will affect everything: meat yield, temperament, growth rate, ease of handling, and even how your animals cope with weather or health challenges. 1. Understanding the qualities of meat rabbits. For meat production, your priority is a rabbit that matures quickly, converts feed efficiently, and yields well-proportioned, tender carcasses. Key qualities to seek in a breed include rapid growth to market weight, reaching 4.5 to 5 pounds, live in 8 to 12 weeks, calm temperament, easier to handle and manage, robust health, less susceptible to common diseases, efficient feed utilization, lower feed costs per pound of gain, good mothering and high litter sizes, ensuring consistent production. 2. The top meat rabbit breeds. The world of meat rabbits has several standout breeds, each with distinctive strengths. The three most widely used in North America and many parts of the world are the New Zealand White, Californian, and Champagne d'Argent. Here's what sets each apart. New Zealand White, the gold standard for efficiency and output. New Zealand Whites are known for their rapid growth, muscular build, and consistent mothering abilities. They routinely produce large litters of sturdy kits, reach market weight quickly, and have white fur, prized if you plan to sell hides. Californian. Nearly as popular, Californians have a compact, muscular build and distinct nose, ear, and tail markings. They are valued for tender meat, high feed conversion efficiency, and high litter survival rates. Like the New Zealand White, their calm disposition suits beginners and large-scale operations alike. Champagne d'Argent. Champagnes are known for their silvered fur and robust nature. While growth is a touch slower than New Zealand Whites, they are hardy, resilient, and offer a valuable pelt, making them a favorite among smallholders seeking both meat and byproduct potential. Other notable breeds include the American Chinchilla, Satin, and Silver Fox, each with its own balance of growth, fertility, and hide utility. Your choice may depend on climate, what's available locally, and personal preference. 3. Heritage breeds and specialty lines. Some breeders prefer heritage breeds, animals that may grow more slowly but bring unique flavor profiles, disease resistance, or higher value in specialty markets. If your goal includes pastured production, or you wish to supply chefs or artisan butchers, explore breeds with strong immune systems and distinctive meat character. Often the slower growth is offset by a market premium or lower maintenance costs. 4. Source. Wisely. Picking a quality breeder. Once you've chosen your target breed, sourcing healthy, well-bred stock is essential. Visit local rabbitries or connect through agricultural networks. Look for breeders who keep detailed records of litter sizes, kit survival, and growth rates. Assess the cleanliness and health of the breeder's facilities and animals. Choose animals descended from productive lines, large litters, fast gain, and good maternal behavior. Avoid stock with signs of disease, poor growth, or nervous, aggressive temperaments. Quality in your foundation animals determines the potential of every generation to come. 5. What about crossbreeding? Some producers experiment with crossbreeding, pairing two top breeds to capitalize on hybrid vigor. This can yield faster growing, more resilient friars, especially in backyard settings. However, keep careful records and be prepared for variability. Purebreds offer greater predictability if breeding stock or show opportunities are a goal. 6. Other considerations: climate, housing, and end use. If you live in a hot climate, look for breeds less prone to heat stress and ensure your housing promotes ventilation. For colder regions, prioritize breeds with dense fur and calm dispositions. If you intend to use or sell pelts, select breeds with hides suitable for tanning and crafting. 7. Building your line. Tracking and improving. After establishing your breeding colony, keep meticulous records. Track which does produce large, healthy litters, which bucks yield rapid growing friars, and which animals resist illness year after year. Culling underperformers and selecting the best for future breeding will, over time, create a resilient and highly productive herd. Conclusion. The foundation of every successful meat rabbit operation lies in the careful choice of breed and the quality of your starter stock. Whether you opt for the reliable New Zealand White, the adaptable Californian, or a unique heritage breed, match your selection to your climate, goals, and market. From this foundation, all the rewards of backyard meat production, fast growth, high yield, simplicity, and satisfaction will follow. Chapter 3, Hutch and Habitat Engineering. Introduction. Home is where the hutch is. Creating the right environment for your rabbits is more than a matter of comfort. It's a foundation for health, productivity, and ease of management. The quality of your hutches and the overall habitat design directly impact growth rates, disease prevention, reproduction, and even daily workload. A well-planned setup avoids countless problems down the road and rewards you with healthy, stress-free rabbits and efficient workflows. 1. Principles of rabbit housing. Rabbits thrive in clean, well-ventilated, predator-proof environments that provide space to move, protection from the elements, and a dry resting area. Good housing helps manage waste, prevents overcrowding, and keeps animals calm. The right setup also streamlines your chores, making feeding, cleaning, and inspecting animals quick and straightforward. Key needs for all hutches: fresh air circulation without drafts, protection from rain and direct sun, sturdy floors to keep rabbits dry and clean, predator-proof access against neighborhood cats, dogs, and wild animals. Secure, easy-to-clean feeders and waterers. Sufficient space for animals to stretch, loaf, and turn. Second, sizing up the hutch. Start with hutch size. Standard meat breeds, like New Zealand White and Californian, ideally need at least 2 feet by 3 feet per adult rabbit. Height should allow rabbits to sit upright, about 18 to 24 inches. Bigger is usually better, especially for does with litters or growing fryers. Space saves time by making cleaning easier, and it encourages rabbits to exercise, promoting healthier, more productive animals. For effective management, each breeding doe gets her own hutch. Bucks live separately to prevent constant breeding and fights. Young grow-out rabbits can be housed in groups until old enough to separate by sex. Third, building materials and design choices. Wire hutches with wooden or metal frames are most common. Galvanized half-inch mesh is durable, discourages chewing, allows droppings to fall through, and is easy to clean. The floor is often wire, but many provide a resting board so rabbits can get off the mesh and avoid sore hocks. Choose materials with these priorities. Wire mesh for the floor prevents moisture and waste buildup. Solid walls or panels on at least one or two sides shelters from wind, rain, and sun. Removable trays or drop pits under the hutch for easy waste collection. Sloped or waterproof roofs to shed rain and snow. For backyard setups, hutches can be freestanding or stacked. Broader homesteads may use entire shed areas lined with cages, while some small holders employ mobile tractors, cages on wheels that can be moved over fresh grass. 4. Protecting from the elements. Rabbits tolerate cold better than heat, but they require protection from wind, drafts, and excessive sun. If you live in a cold climate, place hutches in a shed or outbuilding with plenty of clean, dry bedding. Block drafts with windscreens or tarps, but maintain airflow. Insulate water supplies to prevent freezing. In warm or hot climates, position hutches in shade, ideally under trees or north-facing eaves. Ensure plenty of airflow through open wire or vents. Use frozen water bottles or ceramic tiles for cooling. Always make sure water is abundant and refreshed, especially in summer. 5. Predator and pest exclusion. Predators quickly find rabbits if cages are poorly made. Use sturdy latches, close-fitting doors, and heavy-gauge mesh, both for the hutch and any run or outdoor area. Consider hardware cloth skirts around the base to thwart digging predators. If rodents or birds become a problem, frequently clean up spilled feed and keep storage bins sealed. 6. Managing manure and cleanliness. Rabbit's pellet manure is dry, odorless, and valuable for gardens, but only if managed well. Position hutches so droppings are easy to collect. Trays or bins beneath wire floors work well for most home setups. This reduces flies and smell, keeps rabbits dry, and provides a clean source of fertilizer. Daily or weekly routines prevent waste buildup, remove old bedding, and replace with fresh. Empty and clean manure trays regularly. Hose down wire floors if needed and let them air dry before animals return. 7. expanding, and adapting your setup. As your herd grows, plan for flexible expansion. Modular hutches, each separate but able to be connected, and stackable designs help you adapt quickly. Always keep new rabbits quarantined in a separate area for at least 2 weeks before mixing them with established stock. 8. Creating a cohesive habitat. Beyond the individual hutch, think of the entire rabbitry as a working system. Place hutches for efficiency, close to water sources, storage, and workspaces. Good paths allow you to wheel feed and manure out and allow for safe, quick rounds during bad weather or after dark. Consider creating a workflow that moves from feed, storage, to animals, to waste collection with no backtracking. 9. Legal and ethical responsibilities. Be sure your setup aligns with animal welfare standards and local ordinances. Give extra attention to humane living conditions. Well-engineered habitats prevent cruelty claims, boost animal health, and reflect your care as a steward. 10. Setting the stage. A thoughtfully engineered hutch and habitat set the tone for the entire rabbit-raising journey. Healthy, comfortable, and secure rabbits reward your effort with rapid growth, high productivity, and contented lives. Chapter 4, Nutrition and Feed, Conversion Secrets. Introduction, Feeding for Growth, Health, and Efficiency. Nutrition sits at the heart of every successful rabbit enterprise. What you put into your rabbits determines how quickly they grow, how robust they become, and the quality, flavor, and value of the meat they provide. Unlike large livestock that can graze vast acreage or birds that scratch for bugs, rabbits require a managed diet tailored precisely to their stage of life and role within your herd. 1. The basic nutritional needs. Rabbits are strict herbivores with a digestive system designed to extract nutrition from high-fiber, low-fat plant material. Their daily needs can be broken down into several key components: protein, essential for growth, muscle development, and reproductive health. Growing friars and pregnant or lactating does thrive on 16% to 20% crude protein. Adult bucks and non-breeding does need slightly less. Fiber, indispensable for proper digestion. Rabbits use fiber to keep their digestive tract healthy and ward off deadly issues like gastrointestinal stasis. Timothy hay, orchard grass, or mixed hays should be offered in unlimited quantity. Energy, carbohydrates and fats, provided by pellets and fresh greens, supporting growth and daily activity. Vitamins and minerals. Most commercial feeds are fortified, but occasional supplementation, such as dark leafy greens, can fill gaps, especially vitamins A and D, and minerals like calcium and phosphorus. Water, the most important nutrient. Clean, fresh water must be always available. Dehydration can quickly lead to illness and death. 2. The role of pelleted feeds. Commercial rabbit pellets are the nutritional backbone for most modern rabbitries. These pellets are formulated to deliver the right blend of protein, fiber, energy, vitamins, and minerals. When choosing a pellet, opt for those with a crude protein content in the 16% to 18% range for mature does, bucks, and maintenance animals. For rapid growth, such as in friars or breeding does, an 18% to 20% blend is optimal. Examine expiration dates. A fresh pellet is crucial, as old feed loses nutrients and attracts pests. Note ingredients. High-quality pellets will list alfalfa meal, soybean meal, and grains as primary ingredients, with minimal fillers or artificial additives. Feed pellets daily according to the animal's age and stage. Kits and grow-outs, weaning to market, offer unlimited pellets to maximize growth. Breeding does and bucks, moderate, consistent portions to sustain condition but prevent obesity. Mature, non-breeding adults restrict pellets slightly and emphasize fiber to prevent weight gain. 3. The importance of hay and forage. Pellets alone are not enough. Unlimited access to clean, high-quality hay is essential from early weaning to adulthood. Hay provides vital fiber to regulate digestion and prevent blockages, minerals, and variety that mimic a more natural diet, a healthy, tooth-wearing activity to prevent dental problems. Timothy hay is ideal due to its moderate protein and high fiber. Alfalfa is richer and good for growing or pregnant animals, but can cause excess weight in adults if overfed. Supplement hay with safe garden weeds, dandelion, plantain, grass clippings untreated, and leafy greens in moderation. 4. Feed. Conversion ratios. The numbers behind the meat. Feed conversion ratio, FCR, is the amount of feed required to produce a given weight gain in the animal. Rabbits are remarkable for their FCR. For every 3 to 4 pounds of feed, a young fryer can put on 1 pound of live weight. Typically, 4 pounds of feed yields 1 pound of growth if managed diligently. As rabbits age past 8 to 10 weeks, FCR efficiency declines. Thus, early harvest is key to getting the most from your feed dollar. A trio of rabbits, properly managed, can consume about 1,200 pounds of feed per year and generate roughly 600 pounds of meat, an extraordinary efficiency
compared to other small-leaf sucking animals.
5. Water. The unsung, essential. Never overlook water. Rabbits drink more than most people realize, and any interruption in supply quickly disrupts health and performance. Use water bottles or bowls that are easy to clean and refill. In freezing climates, use heated bottles or change water several times daily to prevent ice. Check water supply every morning and evening. Rabbits can succumb to dehydration in just one hot afternoon. 6. Supplementing with fresh foods. A varied diet creates thriving rabbits and can lower feed bills. Offer dark, leafy greens such as kale, collards, and beet tops. Add carrots, apples, or squash slices sparingly as treats, not staples, to avoid digestive upsets. Never feed iceberg lettuce, potato greens, or anything moldy or toxic. If you grow your own garden, rabbits can consume safe trimmings and bolster a sustainable loop. Plants become rabbit feed. Manure feeds the garden. The garden feeds the family. 7. Monitoring growth and adjusting diet. Weigh a sample of fryers each week to monitor progress. Steady, rapid gain signals a strong diet and healthy stock. If growth lags, review feed quantity and freshness. Hay quality must smell sweet, never moldy. Water consistency. Signs of illness or parasite burden. Record each litter's feed, costs against butcher weights for insight on optimizing future feed blends, timing, and management. 8. Feeding for special situations. Kits. Start nibbling hay within a week of birth. Introduce pellets gradually at 3 weeks. Does with kits. Require extra calories. Feed twice the usual amount and plenty of fresh hay. Breeding bucks should be well conditioned, never obese, with a diet trimmed to maintain vigor and fertility. Conclusion: feeding for success. With the right knowledge, feeding rabbits is straightforward, economical, and deeply rewarding. Thoughtful feeding leads to vibrant, healthy animals that grow quickly, resist illness, and deliver high yields of lean, delicious meat. Paying close attention to what, when, and how you feed each rabbit is the quiet magic that transforms backyard feed into family feasts and market sales. Chapter 5, Breeding Management and Genetics. Introduction, Building the Backbone of Your Rabbitry. Breeding management is where the careful preparation and daily diligence of rabbit husbandry come together to drive long-term success. The choices you make about which animals to pair, how to handle reproductive cycles, and how to improve your herd's health and productivity determine not just the number of friars produced, but also the longevity and resilience of your rabbit operation. 1. Understanding rabbit reproduction. Rabbits are uniquely prolific among livestock. Unlike many mammals, female rabbits do not have a defined heat cycle. Instead, ovulation is triggered by the act of mating itself. This means, with proper management, breeding can occur at almost any time of the year, giving you flexibility and sustained production. Gestation lasts around 31 days from the time of mating to kindling. Birth. Young does can be bred as early as 4 to 6 months of age when they reach at least 80% of their adult weight. Bucks, males, are typically fertile and ready to breed by 6 months. 2. Choosing breeding stock. Your rabbit colony's success starts with the quality of its breeding animals. Selection should focus on health. Only use animals free from disease and with good body condition. Temperament. Calm, easily handled rabbits make for easier management and less stress during interventions. Growth rate. Select offspring from mothers, that consistently produce and raise large healthy litters. Mothering. Ability. Culling does that fail to care for their young ensures future generations thrive. Conformation. Opt for animals with broad shoulders, deep loins, and muscular builds. These physical traits translate into more meat. Keep written records of which pairings produce the best friars, monitoring for traits like rapid growth or extra resilience as you refine your line each season. 3. The breeding process, step by step. Preparation. Ensure both buck and doe are healthy and at optimal weight. Mating. Always take the doe to the buck's cage, not the other way around. Bucks are territorial and more likely to breed successfully at home. Observation. Allow mating, which often occurs quickly. If unsuccessful, let animals rest and try again later. Repeat. Does can be rebred 2 weeks after kindling for maximum output, or on a slower schedule to reduce stress. Careful timing and observation help avoid missed breedings or unproductive animals, setting the pace for your operations cycle. Fourth, kindling and caring for kits. 3 days before kindling, place a nest box with clean bedding in the doe's hutch. A pregnant doe will usually pull fur to line the nest and become more reclusive. After the kits arrive, inspect the nest quietly within 24 hours to remove any stillborn or chilled kits. Count and record the number of live kits in each litter. Leave the nest undisturbed except for these daily quiet checks. Rabbits feed their young once or twice per day, usually at night. A well-cared-for litter can number anywhere from 6 to 12, with strong genetics and thoughtful management greatly increasing survival and growth rates. 5. Weaning and grow out. Kits begin nibbling hay and solid food by 2 weeks old. At around 4 to 5 weeks, they can be weaned from the doe. Move kits to a separate grow-out cage to free the mother for another breeding cycle. Keep siblings together initially for warmth and socialization. Monitor growth, separating males and females at 8 weeks to prevent accidental early breeding. Track the weight and health of each group weekly. The fastest growing and healthiest will eventually be considered for breeding, while others become market or home meat. 6. Genetic improvement and culling. Constant improvement is a hallmark of successful breeders. Each year, assess the performance of your breeders. Retain only the does that reliably kindle large, healthy litters and quickly raise them without intervention. Keep bucks whose offspring grow quickly, dress out well, and resist disease. Cull, select out animals that grow too slowly, exhibit chronic health issues, have poor maternal instincts, or produce small or weak litters. By repeating this process each generation, your herd becomes stronger, more efficient, and remarkably robust over time. 7. Inbreeding and outcrossing. To maintain genetic health, avoid pairing closely related animals for several generations, as inbreeding can lead to smaller litters and weaker animals. Introduce new breeding stock from reputable outside sources periodically to boost genetic diversity, a process called outcrossing. This balance between consistency and fresh genetics keeps your operation healthy and productive. 8. Record keeping, the heart of improvement. Successful breeding management is impossible without records. Track every mating, birth, growth milestone, weaning, and final outcome. Over time, these notes paint a clear picture of which lines and pairings work best for your specific environment and goals. 9. Troubleshooting and challenges. Every breeder will occasionally face challenges, missed breedings, failed litters, or health setbacks. Do not be discouraged. These are opportunities to learn and improve. Seek advice from experienced breeders, veterinarians, or agricultural extension agents as needed. Persistence, curiosity, and a willingness to learn and adjust are essential to long-term success. Conclusion. The power of thoughtful breeding, effective breeding management, and genetic selection are what set apart productive, low-maintenance rabbitries that keep producing year after year. By choosing high-quality stock, following consistent protocols, keeping thorough records, and always striving to improve, you will lay the groundwork for abundant, healthy meat production and take pride in building something resilient and enduring. Chapter 6, Kindling and Early Kit Care. Introduction, Welcoming New Life. The birth of kits, known as kindling, is one of the most rewarding and delicate moments in rabbit husbandry. The weeks surrounding this event require close attention, gentle care, and readiness to respond should challenges arise. From prepping does for birth to shepherding tiny kits through their first weeks, this phase shapes the strength and productivity of your rabbitry. 1. Preparing for kindling. As a doe approaches her due date, about 28 to 31 days after breeding, it's critical to create a safe, comfortable space for her to kindle. Install a nest box. Place a clean, solid-sided box in her hutch 3 days before the expected due date. Line it with soft bedding such as pine shavings, straw, or hay, free from dust and moisture. Encourage nest building. The doe will begin pulling fur from her body, mixing it into the bedding to create a warm, insulated nest. This instinct should be encouraged and monitored. A doe that doesn't build may need a little of her loose fur gently placed in the box to prompt the behavior. Quiet and calm. Reduce noise and unnecessary disturbances near kindling does. Stress can cause missed births or neglect of kits. 2. The birth process. Rabbit birthing is typically quick and happens at night or in the early morning. Most does handle the process without assistance. Check the nest. Within 12 to 24 hours after kindling, carefully inspect the box for kits. Gently count them. Spot any deceased or chilled newborns for removal and check that all are nestled within fur and bedding. Kit numbers and health. Litters vary from as few as 4 to as many as 12 or more. Healthy kits are warm, round-bellied, pink, and active. Any cold or lifeless kits can sometimes be revived by warming gently in your hands or under a heating source before returning them to the mother's nest, but always use sound judgment. 3. Early kit care. For the first week, the success of the litter depends on minimal intervention. Aside from daily checks, leave the nest undisturbed. Does nurse kits just once or twice per day, spending little time in the box. This is normal and prevents attracting predators in the wild. Monitor feeding. Well-fed kits have full white bellies and grow steadily. If bellies are wrinkled or hollow, the doe may not be feeding them, and corrective steps may be required, such as re-nesting kits or encouraging the doe to nurse. Fresh water and extra feed for the doe. Nursing mothers need abundant water and increased calorie intake. Provide as much hay and pellets as she will consume to help her produce milk. 4. Managing common issues. Chilled kits. Kits born outside the nest or without sufficient fur lining must be warmed quickly. Use your hands or a warm towel, then return them to the nest. Overcrowded litters. If a doe has more kits than she can feed, or another's litter is small, foster excess kits to another doe with a litter of similar age. Poor mothering. Rarely, a doe may not care for her kits or may damage them. Gently foster the entire litter to another mother, if possible, and consider removing such does from your breeding program. 5. Milestones in kit growth. First week, Kits are born hairless and blind. By day 3, soft fuzz covers them. By day 7, fur thickens, and by day 10, eyes begin to open. 2 weeks, kits start to wriggle from the nest and explore. Ensure the hutch is safe from falls and drafts. Introduce small amounts of hay for nibbling. 3 to 4 weeks, kits are eating hay, sampling pellets, and growing quickly. At this stage, handle them gently and briefly to socialize and monitor health. Weaning, 4 to 5 weeks. Kits are ready to be separated from the mother. Move them into a grow-out cage, keeping siblings together for warmth and stability. The doe can be rebred at this time for continued promotion. 6. Sanitation and record keeping. Cleanliness. Regularly remove soiled bedding from the nest once kits are mobile. Clean the hutch and replace bedding to prevent disease and pests. Documentation. Record birth dates, litter size, survival rates, and any intervention needed. This data helps track each doe's performance and improves your management over time. 7. Celebrating the cycle. Watching a litter of kits transform from tiny hairless newborns into lively, sturdy friars in a matter of weeks is a testament to the efficiency and reward of rabbit husbandry. Each successful birth builds resilience into your rabbitry and confidence in your stewardship. Chapter 7, Weaning and Grow-Out Systems. Introduction. From kit to friar. Once kits reach the weaning stage, your focus shifts from nurturing delicate newborns to guiding growing juveniles toward healthy, market-ready adulthood. The steps you take from weaning through grow-out not only influence the quality of your final product, but also set the tone for herd management, efficient feeding, and overall rabbitry success. 1. The weaning process. Rabbits are typically ready for weaning between 4 and 5 weeks of age. At this point, they have transitioned from their mother's milk to eating solid foods, pellets, hay, and fresh greens. Weaning steps gently transfer the entire litter, siblings together, into a dedicated grow-out cage or pen. Ensure this new enclosure is clean, secure, and provides plenty of space. Crowding during this phase can lead to stress and health issues. Avoid weaning too early, which can stunt growth or increase mortality. Likewise, don't delay weaning much past 6 weeks, as kits will begin to compete with the doe for resources and risk accidental breeding in mixed gender litters. Monitor each kit's health closely during the first days post-weaning. Healthy weaned kits will be bright-eyed, active, and gaining weight. Any kit that is listless, losing weight, or experiencing diarrhea should be separated and closely observed. Early intervention minimizes losses. 2. Creating the ideal grow-out environment. Grow-out housing differs from breeder cages. Kits thrive in well-ventilated, dry enclosures with solid support for their feet and protection from drafts. Social interaction between siblings promotes healthy development. However, grow-outs should be split by sex at around 8 weeks old to prevent unwanted breeding. Maintain a target of 2 to 3 rabbits per square foot during this stage. Plenty of space for movement and healthy growth. Cleanliness remains essential. Remove droppings and soiled bedding regularly. Maintain fresh water supplies and check feeders daily. Frequent inspections will help detect bullying, injury, or uneven growth with each other. 3. Nutrition during grow-out. The period from weaning to harvest is when feed conversion efficiency is at its peak. Provide unlimited access to fresh, high-quality pellets formulated for growth, 16 to 18% protein. Unlimited grass hay, timothy, orchard, or meadow. Fresh water at all times. Supplement with small amounts of garden greens if desired. Avoid overfeeding high-calorie treats, which can cause digestive problems or interfere with optimal muscle development. Weekly weigh-ins allow you to track each group's progress and adjust feeding as needed to encourage steady growth. Fourth, monitoring growth rates and health. A typical meat rabbit, such as a New Zealand white, should reach market weight between 4 and 5 pounds live weight by 8 to 12 weeks. Monitor these key points. Ensure all kits in a group are gaining weight consistently. Remove and manage any runts separately if they fail to thrive. Watch for signs of coccidiosis, a common young rabbit disease, such as diarrhea, poor growth, or rough coat. Good sanitation and fresh water reduce risk. Consult with a veterinarian if you suspect an outbreak. Early harvest yields the most tender, mild-flavored meat with the best feed-to-gain ratios. Keeping kits on a regular schedule prevents overcrowding and maintains steady production cycles. Fifth, sex separation and preparing for final stages. Around 8 weeks of age, it is critical to sort kits by sex. Young bucks and does look similar, so learn to accurately identify them or seek guidance from an experienced breeder if uncertain. Place does in one group and bucks in another. This prevents unplanned breeding and competing behaviors. Continue monitoring each group's health and growth, moving rabbits from the grow-out phase to final finishing or processing as they reach optimal size. 6. Final preparation for harvest or sale. Once rabbits reach the desired weight and condition, they are ready for their intended purpose. For home consumption, prepare for humane harvest and processing. Ensure all procedures align with local laws and follow ethical handling practices. For sale, assess the animals for uniformity, health, and market readiness. Healthy appearance, well-muscled bodies, and clean presentation all influence buyer satisfaction and reputation. 7. Building routines and records. Track each grow-out group's performance. Record dates of weaning, weekly weights, health notes, and final outcomes. Use these notes to refine breeding schedules, nutrition, and management for continued improvement each cycle. Conclusion: setting the path for abundance. Weaning and growing out young rabbits is a period of rapid transformation and rewarding growth. Attentive care, good nutrition, and thoughtful organization during this stage will fill your freezer, satisfy your customers, and maintain a healthy herd for generations to come. Chapter 8, Health, Biosecurity, and Sustainable Medicine. Introduction, Building a Resilient Rabbitry. A thriving rabbitry depends not only on daily care and nutrition, but also on strong proactive health management. Preventing disease, maintaining cleanliness, and preparing strategies for unforeseen health issues are vital to long-term success and peace of mind. 1. The basics of biosecurity. Biosecurity is the protection of your animals from disease-causing organisms, whether they arrive from new animals, people, wild pests, or contaminated tools. Quarantine new arrivals. Always isolate new stock for at least 30 days before introducing them to the main herd. During this time, watch for signs of illness, sneezing, lethargy, or poor appetite, and treat promptly. Minimize visitors. Limit who enters your rabbit area. Ensure visitors have clean shoes and wash hands. Clean tools and equipment. Use dedicated tools for feeding and cleaning. Disinfect them regularly to avoid cross-contamination. Pest control. Exclude rodents, insects, and wild birds, all of which can carry diseases or parasites. 2. Sanitation routines for disease prevention. Daily cleaning. Remove soiled bedding, uneaten food, and wet hay every day. Spot clean trays under wire cages and keep surrounding areas free of droppings. Weekly to monthly deep cleans. Wash feeders and waterers in hot, soapy water and let dry thoroughly. Scrub cages or hutches with a 10% bleach solution monthly, always rinsing and drying well before returning animals. Proper waste disposal, compost manure, and bedding away from the rabbit area, or bag and sell as garden fertilizer if desired. 3. Common rabbit diseases and their prevention. Pastorella snuffles manifests as sneezing, nasal discharge, and sometimes eye infections. Reduce risk by keeping the rabbitry ventilated, clean, and stress-free. Call chronically affected animals. Coccidiosis, a parasitic disease that causes diarrhea and weight loss, particularly in young rabbits. Prevent with dry, clean cages and prompt removal of droppings. Occasional medicated feed or water may be used if outbreaks occur. Ear mites show as head shaking, scratching, and crusty buildup inside ears. Check ears regularly and treat with approved topical medications at the first sign. Sore hocks, raw or swollen foot pads caused by rough wire floors or inadequate bedding. Provide resting boards or mats and keep surfaces dry. 4. Signs of a healthy rabbit. Clear, bright eyes and alert demeanor. Smooth, clean fur with no bald patches. Steady appetite and regular drinking. Firm, dry, pellet-shaped droppings. Clean ears, nose, and rear. Rabbits that seem withdrawn, limp, have runny eyes or nose, or show sudden changes in droppings should be inspected right away. 5. Sustainable medicine, prevention over cure. Nutrition, good feed, and abundant fresh water are your first line of defense. Stress control. Keep routines predictable. Avoid overcrowding and protect from extreme temperatures. Selective breeding. Retain breeding stock that shows resistance to common diseases and strong growth rates. Cull animals that require frequent medical intervention. Resist the overuse of antibiotics. When medicine is necessary, follow dosage instructions and withdraw animals from any sales or consumption until the appropriate safe period has passed. 6. Natural and supportive remedies. Herbs. Some keepers use herbs like oregano, thyme, or echinacea for mild digestive or immune support, but never substitute them for real veterinary care when needed. Electrolytes, especially in hot weather or during illness, giving rabbits water with added electrolytes can help them recover. 7. Emergency preparedness. First aid kit. Keep a kit stocked with styptic powder, saline, gloves, wound ointment, and tweezers. Veterinary contacts. Build a relationship with a local small animal veterinarian, ideally one familiar with rabbits. Isolation. Pen. Maintain an empty cage or pen for quick isolation of sick or injured animals. 8. Record keeping and ongoing learning. Every time an animal falls ill, note symptoms, care provided, and the outcome. Patterns will emerge that guide better practices and preempt recurring issues. Stay current with information from experienced breeders, agricultural extension offices, or trusted publications. Conclusion: health is the heart of productivity. By mastering health, biosecurity, and sustainable medical practices, you create a self-reinforcing cycle of well-being in your rabbitry. Healthy rabbits grow better, breed reliably, resist setbacks, and provide meat you can trust for your family and your community. Chapter 9, Manure Alchemy, Turning Pellets to Profit. Introduction, From Waste to Wealth. In rabbit husbandry, every part of the process serves a function, and manure is no exception. Often dismissed as mere waste, rabbit droppings are, in truth, a unique and valuable asset. Properly managed, they can enrich gardens, generate extra revenue, and close the loop on a truly sustainable backyard operation. 1. Understanding rabbit manure. Rabbit manure stands out among all small livestock wastes for several reasons. Dry and odorless. Unlike chickens, pigs, or goats, rabbits produce small, dry, virtually odorless pellets that are easy to handle and store. Nutrient-rich, these pellets are naturally balanced with a high content of plant-available nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, all crucial for robust plant growth. Safe for immediate use. Rabbit manure is considered a cold fertilizer, meaning it doesn't require composting before being added to garden beds. It won't burn plants, making it safe for fruits, vegetables, and flowers straight from the hutch. 2. Nutritional value for the soil. The average composition of rabbit manure offers roughly 2% nitrogen, 1% phosphorus, and 1% potassium. This is considerably higher than what you'd find in cow or horse manure, and even richer, gram for gram, than many commercial fertilizers. Key benefits for the soil: improves soil structure. The pellets help retain moisture without causing excess compaction. Feeds beneficial soil organisms. Earthworms and soil bacteria thrive on rabbit manure, turning it into even richer humus. Boosts plant health. Regular use in the garden leads to lusher, more resilient crops without the risks of chemical buildup. 3. Manure management and application. Efficient manure collection begins with smart hutch design. Cages with wire floors let pellets drop neatly into trays, bins, or directly onto a compost area. Daily or weekly manure management includes collecting pellets from trays or bin systems beneath cages, spreading fresh pellets around fruit trees, flower borders, or directly onto vegetable beds, scraping or rinsing any stubborn droppings from the hutch floor. For composters, rabbit manure pairs perfectly with straw, leaves, and kitchen scraps, accelerating decomposition and raising the compost's nutritional value. 4. Creating rabbit manure. T. One way to make use of surplus pellets is to create compost tea, a liquid fertilizer for plants. To make rabbit manure tea, fill a burlap sack or pillowcase with several cups of fresh pellets. Submerge it in a bucket or barrel filled with water. Let the mixture steep for a few days, stirring daily. Use the resulting tea to water garden plants, providing a gentle growth boost. This method is excellent for seedlings or delicate plants needing a dose of nutrients without risk of over-fertilization. 5. Vermicomposting and manure sales. Rabbit manure also supports vermicomposting, raising red worms like red wigglers in bins beneath hutches. Worms process manure into nutrient-dense castings, valued highly by gardeners. The combined system produces meat, manure, and even valuable worm castings from the same operation. For those with excess manure, local gardeners, plant nurseries, and organic farmers often purchase rabbit manure by the bag, especially in planting season. Bag it up, label it clearly, and advertise at farmers' markets or garden clubs. 6. Calculating the manure yield. A single breeding doe and her yearly offspring can produce up to a ton of manure in 12 months. Imagine this as a steady stream of garden enrichment, enough to feed a large family plot, supply raised beds all season long, and still offer some to sell or share. 7. Environmental benefits. Unlike most livestock waste, which can cause runoff or environmental harm, rabbit manure presents minimal risk. Its structure allows nutrients to release slowly into garden soil, reducing leaching and waterway contamination. By recycling all food and bedding through rabbits first, you turn waste into a productive, sustainable resource. Conclusion: closing the loop. Rabbit manure transforms your backyard operation from simple meat production into a model of closed-loop sustainability. Every meal your rabbits provide is matched by a harvest of bunny gold, fueling lush gardens, reducing reliance on commercial fertilizers, and offering an additional income stream. This cycle of abundance proves that nothing is wasted, and every chore, properly embraced, gives back more than it takes. Chapter 10, Humane Processing Preparation. Introduction, Respecting Animal and Product. The journey from hutch to crown table reaches a pivotal moment when it's time to harvest your rabbits. Humane, efficient processing is a central responsibility for anyone raising meat animals. Prioritizing animal welfare during this stage isn't just ethical. It results in better tasting, higher quality meat, and builds peace of mind in handling each harvest. 1. When to process. Ideal age and weight. For most meat breeds, fryers are best harvested at 8 to 12 weeks of age, when they reach a live weight of about 4.5 to 5 pounds. Processing at this stage gives you the most tender, mild-flavored meat and the best feed conversion ratio. Signs of readiness. Kits should have well-muscled hindquarters and a firm body. Waiting too long, past 12 weeks, yields tougher meat, primarily suited for slow cooking or stewing. 2. Preparing the animal. Withhold feed, not water. 12 hours before processing, remove all feed from the hutch or cage. This clears the gut and makes evisceration neater. Always keep water available. Never deprive rabbits of water, as dehydration causes suffering and stress. Gentle handling. Approach the animals calmly, pick them up securely, and transport them in clean, quiet carriers. Limiting stress right before harvest produces better results and honors the animal's life. 3. Setting up the processing area. Clean workspace. Choose a location sheltered from weather, away from pets or distractions, and out of direct public view. Sanitize all surfaces, knives, and equipment before starting. Necessary tools. Prepare a sharp knife, a killing cone, or secure restraint. Clean buckets or tubs for waste, and a tub of ice water for chilling the carcasses after dressing. Chill and storage. Arrange for easy movement from slaughter to cooling. Have plenty of ice or refrigeration on hand to immediately bring down the meat's temperature for safety and quality. 4. Understanding laws and best practices. State and local rules. Laws for processing rabbits vary widely, from backyard legal in many places to requiring inspection for retail sale elsewhere. Know what is acceptable in your region. Always follow humane handling protocols and dispose of waste responsibly. Record keeping. Maintain notes for each batch, date, number processed, and any issues that arise. Good records help improve your process year by year and safeguard your reputation if selling meat to others. 5. Pre-processing preparation. Sharpen knives. A sharp blade allows for quick, humane slaughter and reduces the risk of accidents. Sanitize equipment, wash, and rinse all items that will touch the rabbit, from knives to cutting boards to storage containers. Personal hygiene. Wear clean clothing, gloves, and tie back long hair. Auto-dispense soap or hand sanitizer nearby. Staging. Set up in advance. Arrange everything you'll need within arm's reach. Once you begin, you'll want to move smoothly from one step to the next, minimizing pauses that can add stress to you and your animals. 6. Emotional preparation. Slaughter is an emotionally significant act, even for experienced producers. Take time to center yourself, acknowledge the animal's life, and move forward only when ready. A sense of gratitude and calm respect is as important as any tangible tool. 7. Safety for you and others. Safe handling. Use proper lifting, secure restraint, and always cut away from yourself. Control environment. Keep curious children and pets out of the area. Maintain a clear, organized workspace to reduce the chance of slips or mistakes. Conclusion. The final step before harvest. Thoughtful, humane preparation defines the line between factory methods and ethical home production. By handling rabbits calmly, setting up the workspace with care, and understanding regulations and best practices, you ensure your efforts honor the animals, your family's table, and the values of stewardship that drew you to this process in the first place. Chapter 11, Slaughter and Carcass Breakdown. Introduction, Skill, Respect, and Efficiency. Processing rabbits for meat requires both technical skill and a commitment to humane treatment. When performed thoughtfully, slaughter and butchery are not just the final steps of rabbit husbandry. They are a mark of respect for the animal and a guarantee of high-quality meat for your table or market. 1. Humane methods, prioritizing welfare. Above all, prioritize a method that is swift and minimizes suffering. The commonly accepted approach for small-scale rabbit harvest is cervical dislocation, a quick, skilled motion that causes sudden loss of consciousness and death. For the untrained, specialized tools known as dispatchers or killing cones provide restraint and safety. In all cases, work calmly and confidently to limit stress in the animal. Restrain the rabbit gently but firmly. Confirm loss of consciousness immediately before proceeding. 2. Bleeding and preparation. Once the rabbit is unconscious, hang the animal by its hind legs from a hook or sturdy hanging rack. Using a sharp knife, swiftly cut the arteries just below the hocks to allow rapid, complete bleeding. This step improves meat flavor and color and makes the butchering process cleaner. Allow a few minutes for blood to drain before moving to the next steps. 3. Skinning the rabbit. Working efficiently helps preserve the quality of the hide and protect the meat. Make a shallow incision around both hind legs, joining the cuts across the feet. Grasping the skin near the back legs, peel it downward over the body like removing a sweater. Skin should detach easily. Trim with the knife only as needed. Remove the skin fully past the front legs and over the head. If you intend to use or sell hides, place them immediately on a clean surface or stretch for drying. 4. Evisceration, removing internal organs. After skinning, make a small cut just above the pelvic bone, avoiding the bladder and intestines, and extend the incision up the belly, stopping at the rib cage. Carefully remove the internal organs, taking care not to puncture the intestines or bladder, which can contaminate the meat. Set aside the liver, kidneys, and heart. These are excellent delicacies and can be included with the carcass or used separately. Examine the liver for health. A healthy liver is smooth and rich red-brown. Any with white spots or odd texture should be discarded. Dispose of waste responsibly, far from water sources, gardens, or other animals. 5. Final carcass preparation. Rinse the carcass promptly in cold, clean water to remove loose hair, blood, and internal residue. If desired, split the carcass into halves or portions or leave whole for roasting. Chill the rabbit immediately by placing it in an ice bath or refrigeration. Rapid cooling prevents spoilage and results in tender, high-quality meat. 6. Aging and storage. For best eating quality, allow dressed rabbit to age in refrigeration at temperatures around 35 to 40 degrees Fahrenheit for 24 hours before freezing or further cooking. This resting period lets muscle fibers relax, improving tenderness and flavor. After aging, wrap tightly in freezer-safe packaging to avoid freezer burn. Label packages with the processing date. Properly prepared rabbit meat can be stored in a deep freezer for up to 12 months. 7. Utilizing all parts. Sustainable practice means making use of every part. Bones and feet can be reserved for broths and stocks, enriching soups. Heads, if not needed, can be composted or used for pet food in some cases. Processed hides become a resource for crafts, clothing, or additional sale items. 8. Hygiene and cleanliness. Disinfect tools, surfaces, and hands between animals and after the session. Clean up the processing area thoroughly, keeping pests and predators away. 9. Record keeping. Document the date, weight of carcasses, and any notes about quality or issues encountered. These records help refine your process and track productivity year after year. Conclusion: skillful transformation. Skillful humane processing closes the loop on rabbit meat production, transforming your investment of time, care, and feed into a nutritious reward. Whether for the family table or for delighted customers, mastery of these essential steps creates confidence and pride in every meal and underscores a tradition anchored in respect, skill, and stewardship. Chapter 12, Cold Chain and Storage. Introduction, safeguarding quality from harvest to table. Once you have skillfully processed your rabbits, the final step is ensuring that the meat remains safe, delicious, and wholesome until it is ready for your family or customers. This chapter guides you through the best practices for chilling, packaging, and storing rabbit meat to maintain its peak quality and nutrition. 1. The importance of rapid cooling. Immediately after butchering, it's critical to lower the temperature of the meat as quickly as possible. Rapid cooling halts the growth of bacteria that can cause spoilage or foodborne illness. Cooling also allows the muscles to relax, which improves tenderness and flavor. Best practice is to submerge the cleaned carcass in an ice-cold water bath, preferably at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, immediately after dressing. Leave the rabbit in this bath for about 20 to 30 minutes, or until completely chilled through. 2. Aging for tenderness. After chilling in ice water, transfer the carcasses to a refrigerator set between 35 degrees Fahrenheit and 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Allow them to rest and age for 24 hours. The short aging period enhances texture and taste by letting muscle fibers relax and natural enzymes work gently on the meat. 3. Packaging for freshness. Packaged rabbit meat should be drained thoroughly of any residual water. Use paper towels to gently pat dry if necessary. Be wrapped tightly. Use plastic wrap, freezer paper, or vacuum seal bags. Remove as much air as possible to prevent freezer burn and oxidation. Label each package with the date of processing and a brief description. For example, whole, halved, cut up, or organ meats. Proper labeling helps you track inventory and ensures that the oldest packages are used first. 4. Freezing, locking in nutrition and flavor. To maximize storage life and preserve quality, temperatures, freeze rabbit meat at minus 10 degrees Fahrenheit or lower for best results. Packaging. Vacuum sealed meat can last up to 12 months in a deep freezer without significant loss of texture or taste. Protection. Store packages flat for rapid freezing, which maintains the integrity of the cell structure and preserves juiciness upon thawing. If vacuum sealing is not available, double wrap in freezer paper and then plastic wrap to create a tight barrier. 5. thawing safely. When it comes time to cook, always thaw rabbit meat in the refrigerator, not at room temperature. This prevents bacterial growth and ensures the best texture. For faster thawing, use a bowl of cold water. Change the water every 30 minutes, keeping the package sealed until the meat is fully thawed. Never use hot water or a microwave for thawing. These methods cause uneven texture and increase the risk of spoilage. 6. Storage times and shelf life. Rabbit meat kept refrigerated, not frozen, should be cooked and consumed within 2 days. Properly frozen and packaged meat retains high quality for up to a year. Organ meats and offal are more perishable. Consume or process within 3 months for optimal taste. 7. Monitoring quality. Check meat periodically for signs of freezer burn, dry, white patches, off smells, or discoloration. If any of these occur, discard affected portions to protect food safety and enjoyment. 8. Hygiene and organization. A well-organized cold chain benefits not only the quality of your product, but also your peace of mind. Clean refrigeration units and freezers regularly. Check temperatures weekly to ensure settings stay below 0 degrees Fahrenheit for freezers and under 40 degrees Fahrenheit for refrigerators. Store meat above other foods to avoid cross-contamination. Conclusion: from harvest to table, quality preserved. Thoughtful cold chain management is the final guarantee of safe and superior rabbit meat. By chilling promptly, aging correctly, packaging securely, and freezing effectively, you secure every reward for the effort and care invested in raising your animals. High standards here honor the cycle of stewardship started in the hutch, ensuring every meal served is nutritious, flavorful, and safe. Chapter 13. Culinary techniques for every age class. Introduction: bringing rabbit to the table. The journey from hutch to harvest meets its full reward in the kitchen. Rabbit meat is a delicacy in many global cuisines, prized for its tender texture, subtle flavor, and remarkable versatility. Whether you're preparing a meal for the family or impressing guests, rabbit offers a canvas for both classic and creative dishes. Understanding how to best cook each age and cut ensures you celebrate the harvest fully and waste nothing. 1. Appreciating rabbit's qualities. Leanness. Rabbit meat is low in fat, making it a healthy protein source, but also necessitating careful cooking to avoid dryness. High protein, with about 21 grams of protein per 100 grams and higher nutrient density than many other meats, rabbit supports balanced, nutritious diets. Mild flavor. The delicate taste easily absorbs herbs, spices, and marinades, suiting a range of culinary traditions. Versatile cuts, from whole roast to bone in pieces, loins, and even offal, nearly every part of the rabbit can be enjoyed. 2. Cooking fryers, under 10 to 12 weeks. Fryers yield the most tender and mild-flavored meat and are perfect for a wide range of preparations. Best techniques: roasting and grilling, whole or half. Fryers roasted with fresh herbs, garlic, and butter are exquisitely juicy. Frying, cut into pieces, breaded, and pan-fried. Classic country rabbit or southern-style dishes, sautéing or braising, medallions or cutlets, sautéed quickly or gently braised in wine or broth, stewing, quick-cooked stews or curries that highlight tenderness and lock in moisture. 3. Cooking roasters, 10 to 24 weeks. Rabbits in this age range develop a fuller flavor and firmer texture, making them ideal for slow-cooked meals. Best techniques: braising, slowly cook in flavorful liquids, think cider, root vegetables, or Provençal tomatoes and olives. Casseroles, layer with vegetables and hearty sauces for comforting cold weather meals. Pressure cooking, retain moisture and soften texture for pulled meat or shredding into pies, tacos, or fricassee. Smoking, lightly smoke, then braise for an infusion of rich flavor. 4. Cooking skewers over 6 months. Older rabbits or retired breeders have deeply flavored but tougher meat. Best techniques: long braised dishes. Skewers excel in classic dishes like French civet, Italian cacciatore, or rabbit ragout. Soup and stock, bones and tougher parts boil down into rich, nourishing broths and stews. Pressure, canning, make shelf-stable jars of rabbit for soups and casseroles year-round. Pulled or shredded, slow cooking until meat falls apart. Then mix with sauces for sandwiches, enchiladas, or savory pies. 5. Handling and preparing cuts. Whole rabbit, roast, rotisserie, or stew, whole to showcase the centerpiece of a homestead feast. Saddle, loins, the tenderest cut, perfect for quick, high-heat methods or wrapping with bacon to stay juicy. Legs, thighs, best for braising. Cooking low and slow melts connective tissue for fork tender results. Ribs, shoulders, neck, ideal for stocks and soups, extracting both flavor and precious nutrients. 6. Enhancing moisture and flavor. Because rabbit is lean, use these tips in your cooking. Marinate. Soak meat in olive oil, citrus, wine, or yogurt to boost moisture and flavor. Barred or wrap. Cover with bacon, prosciutto, or fatback before roasting. Braise. Use covered dishes with generous broth or sauce to keep meat succulent. Rest. Allow cooked rabbit to rest briefly before serving for better texture and juiciness. 7. Organ meats and additional uses. Don't overlook the heart, liver, and kidneys. Liver, sauté with onions or pâté style for a rich appetizer. Heart and kidneys, quick fried or minced into terrines and spreads. Bones and feet, simmer into gelatin-rich stocks, perfect for stews and sauces. 8. Global inspirations. Rabbit is a staple in countless cuisines. French, fricassee de lapin with mushrooms and cream. Italian, coniglio alla cacciatora braised with wine and tomatoes. Spanish, paella valenciana, where rabbit pairs with rice and vegetables. Chinese, spicy Sichuan rabbit, poached and dressed in complex chili oil sauces. 9. Nutrition and special diets. Low in cholesterol, ideal for heart-healthy diets. easily digestible, suitable for children and those with sensitive digestion. Keto and low carb fits high protein, low fat meal plans. Athletic diets supports muscle repair and growth with high quality amino acids. 10. Safe handling and storage. Always fully cook rabbit to an internal temperature of at least 160 degrees Fahrenheit. Store leftovers quickly in refrigeration and consume within 2 to 3 days for safety and peak quality. Conclusion. Cooking rabbit offers a direct, delicious connection to your efforts in the hutch and garden. Whether simply roasted or elaborately stewed with aromatic herbs and spices, each dish reflects not only tradition and skill, but also the care invested from nest to table. Mastery in the kitchen completes the circle of abundance, celebrating every part of this versatile, sustainable meat. Chapter 14, Economic Math and Market Channels. Introduction, Turning Passion into Profit. Raising meat rabbits brings satisfaction in self-reliance and food quality, but it also presents an exciting opportunity to build income from your homestead. Whether your goal is to offset household grocery bills, supply local restaurants, or establish a market-side business, understanding the economics of rabbit production allows you to make decisions confidently and maximize your returns. 1. The cost structure of meat rabbits. Raising rabbits is notably efficient when compared to other small livestock, but careful budgeting ensures your enterprise remains profitable. The principal costs you'll encounter include feed, the largest recurring expense. An average fryer, market-ready rabbit, will eat about 4 pounds of feed for every 1 pound of live weight. Added, with feed costs around a quarter per pound, producing a 2.5-pound fryer in feed alone will cost roughly $2.50. Equipment and housing, initial investment in sturdy cages, feeders, waterers, and infrastructure. These are upfront, one-time costs recouped over several production cycles. Breeding stock. Quality breeding animals may cost more initially, but pay dividends in litter size and resilience. Utilities and supplies, water, additional bedding or hay, and sanitation supplies. Processing and packaging, if selling, include costs for approved bags, labels, or refrigeration. Estimating total cost. For each fryer processed, expect to spend about $3.75 for feed. Adding in wear and tear on equipment, housing, and breeding costs, a conservative estimate for total outlay per fryer can be $4.25 to $5. 2. Pricing and profit margins. Setting prices depends on your market, the quality you offer, and your cost analysis. Farmers markets and direct sales, retail prices can range from $8 to $12 per pound, occasionally higher for specialty breeds or organic operations. That means a typical fryer yields $16 to $25 in gross revenue minus costs, leaving $12 to $20 of profit per rabbit. Restaurant and chef supply. Many chefs favor heritage breeds, local sourcing, and sustainable meats, commanding higher prices, sometimes $10 to $15 per pound whole carcass. Bulk or wholesale. Sales of live rabbits, processed meat in quantity, or to other breeders are often priced lower per pound but can move more volume. 3. Diversifying income streams. Rabbit husbandry is naturally diverse, offering extra avenues for income. Manure sales, bagged and marketed to gardeners as bunny gold. Rabbit manure can bring in additional funds, especially if you offer delivery or package it attractively. Pelts and hides. With proper care and simple home tanning, rabbit pelts can be sold to crafters, artists, or at local fairs. Breeding stock and pets. Superior animals can be sold to aspiring rabbit keepers, local 4-H clubs, or for specialty pet markets. Value-added products. Smoked rabbit, sausage, or prepared meals, where permitted by law, can fetch premium prices. Fourth, market research and selling strategies. Successful sales begin with research and building networks. Know your customer. Visit your local farmer's market, survey restaurant menus, and talk to chefs or retailers about their interest in local protein. Develop a brand. Clean, attractive packaging, clear labeling, and a compelling story set your rabbits apart. Regulatory compliance. Learn state and local rules for direct meat sales, as well as any licensing or inspection required. Education and transparency. Hosting farm tours, sharing recipes, or offering samples builds customer confidence and loyalty. Seasonal planning. Demand surges during holidays, hunting season, and spring gatherings. Align your production to meet these peaks. 5. Scaling up smartly. Start small. Perfect your process. Achieve steady production. And build a customer base before expanding. Automate. Where sensible, invest in larger watering systems, grow out pens, and better storage as profits increase. Record everything. Financial logs, tracking feed purchases, sales, and profits make it easy to spot inefficiencies, price for success, and prepare for taxes. Sixth, risk management and resilience. Diversify markets. Never rely solely on a single outlet. If one market slows, others may surge. Build reputation. Reliability in quality and delivery makes you the supplier of choice when opportunities arise. Community collaboration. Join forces with other local producers for cooperative marketing, bulk supply purchases, or knowledge sharing. Conclusion: smart management, sustainable profit. The economic rewards of raising rabbits extend far beyond the dinner plate. With clear attention to input costs, product quality, and flexible market approaches, you can build a small business that not only pays for itself, but adds genuine value to your household and community. In rabbit production, stewardship and entrepreneurship walk hand in hand, turning passion and care into tangible, lasting abundance. Chapter 15, Environmental Footprint and Climate Resilience. Introduction, Raising Protein, Lowering Impact. In an era defined by concerns over climate change, water scarcity, and the hidden costs of industrial food, the ecological footprint of our protein choices matters more than ever. Rabbits, often overlooked, stand out not only for their practical yield, but for the gentle way they fit within an environmentally responsible food system. Raising meat rabbits offers homesteaders and small producers a direct path to more sustainable, circular, and climate-resilient agriculture. First, smaller carbon footprint, minimal methane output. Unlike cattle and sheep, rabbits do not produce methane as part of their digestive process. This means rabbit raising releases far less greenhouse gas per pound of meat. Efficient feed use. Rabbits convert feed to meat with greater efficiency than most livestock. For every pound of edible meat, you use less feed, less water, and less land, translating to savings in emissions and resource depletion. 2. Localized, low-impact production. Tiny land requirement. A working rabbitry fits into the unused corners of a property, in sheds, under trees, or along garden fence lines, leaving open land for gardens or native plants. Lower transportation. Footprint. Raising meat on your own property or sourcing from a nearby small producer eliminates nearly all the emissions tied to refrigeration, packaging, and cross-country transport. Enables food security in urban and suburban areas. With little space and virtually no noise or odor, rabbits are well-suited to densely populated neighborhoods, helping urban families join the climate solution. 3. Waste upcycling and nutrient cycling. Rabbit manure as fertilizer. Instead of polluting waterways or overwhelming land with raw waste, rabbit droppings directly enrich gardens. Bunny gold keeps nutrients in the local ecosystem, building better soil over time. Food scrap recycling. Rabbits can safely be fed many kitchen scraps, safe trimmings from the vegetable patch, and unused forages, reducing household waste and sending fewer nutrients to landfills. 4. Water conservation. Low water demand. Rabbits need far less water than cattle, sheep, or pigs per pound of protein produced, making them especially valuable in areas where droughts or water rationing are concerns. No muddy wallowing or pasture degradation. Their raised cages and dry droppings mean no erosion, little runoff, and no destruction of pasture or yard. 5. Reducing chemical dependency. Fewer inputs needed with strong genetics and good management. Rabbits often require less medication than other livestock. Pest and disease risks are minimized by controlled environments, so less chemical intervention is used, lowering ecotoxicity concerns. Alternative to industrial meat. Choosing to eat home-raised or local rabbit means less reliance on feedlots, antibiotics, and imported feeds. 6. Biodiversity and wildlife. Friendly. Eco-friendly integration. Rabbits can be incorporated into permaculture systems, food forests, or agroecological gardens, providing protein without disturbing native species. Attracts pollinators and soil builders. By closing the loop, feeding manure to worms, nourishing fruit trees, and enriching flower beds, you help foster a living landscape. 7. Resilience in a changing climate. Fast production cycle. If weather, disease, or emergencies disrupt a rabbitry, quick cycles allow you to rebound rapidly, supporting household food security. Adaptability. Rabbits can be bred and selected for local conditions. Resilient breeds withstand heat, cold, or novel pests with far less input than slow-maturing livestock. Reduces reliance on fragile supply chains. Producing high-value protein at home buffers you from supermarket shortages, price spikes, and international disruptions. 8. Measuring and minimizing impacts. Monitor inputs. Keep records of feed, bedding, and water use to identify improvements. Minimize plastic and synthetic inputs. Use local hay, organic feed if possible, and natural bedding materials. Share surplus by passing on fryers, manure, or breeding stock to neighbors. You build a local web of resilience, spreading positive environmental effects beyond your own fence. Conclusion: gentle on the planet, abundant for the household. Raising rabbits for meat is not just a wise choice for food, self-reliance, or culinary pleasure. It's a tangible action toward healing a patch of the planet, reducing dependency on industrial agriculture, and building a climate-ready future. Every kit raised, every garden bed enriched with pellet fertilizer, and every meal made from local, lean rabbit represents a step on the path of stewardship and abundance. Chapter 16, Ethical Considerations and Welfare Standards. Introduction. Stewardship beyond the table. Raising rabbits for meat is not purely a technical or economic endeavor. It is, at its heart, a matter of ethical stewardship. The choices you make regarding the daily life, care, and ultimately the death of your animals reflect not only your values, but also the respect you have for the cycle of life that sustains your homestead and community. Responsible husbandry is measured as much by compassion and conscience as it is by efficiency and output. 1. Defining humane care. Humane treatment means more than meeting basic physical needs. It includes providing adequate space for normal movement and rest, opportunities for natural behaviors such as gnawing, hiding, and hopping, social comfort or separation as needed for bullying or stress, protection from fear, pain, and unnecessary distress. A healthy environment fosters both physical and psychological well-being for the rabbits. This foundation of care improves not only productivity, but also the quality of life for both animal and caretaker. 2. Enrichment and natural behaviors. Even in small utilitarian rabbitries, consider adding chew blocks, untreated wood, or safe branches for dental and mental stimulation. Providing tunnels, boxes, or platforms for hiding and exploration. Periodic supervised outings on safe grass or runs that encourage play and exercise. Prevention of boredom and stress reduces the risk of destructive behaviors, fur pulling, or illness. 3. Ethical breeding and culling. Only breed animals with good health, temperament, and physical traits, avoiding extremes that cause suffering. Humanely cull animals that are chronically ill, aggressive, or severely unproductive. Use the most humane, quick methods available for euthanasia, minimizing all fear and pain. Responsible breeders prioritize the welfare of every animal, not just the most productive individuals. 4. Handling and stress reduction. Approach and handle rabbits calmly and gently, reducing panic and fear-based injuries. Avoid chasing, loud noises, or rough handling between hutches or at processing time. Support each rabbit fully when lifted to avoid spinal injury or distress. Gentle routines build trust, reduce injury and mortality, and make daily management smoother. 5. Humane slaughter practices. While regulations may be less strict for rabbits in many areas, ethical commitment remains vital. Use rapid, proven stunning and killing methods to ensure unconsciousness within seconds. Keep knives and equipment clean, sharp, and ready. Work with presence and gratitude, acknowledging the animal's life and role in your food system. If you teach others to process rabbits, emphasize skills that respect both animal and human dignity. 6. Transparency and communication. Be open about your practices with family, customers, and community. Offer tours, share your philosophy, and answer questions with honesty. Educate customers and the public about why and how you raise animals with care. Building community trust around animal welfare enhances reputation, market demand, and social support for small-scale animal agriculture. 7. Codes and guidelines. Many organizations, from veterinary associations to farming collectives, offer clear humane codes for rabbit care and slaughter. Read and adopt those best suited for your context. Where legal frameworks are absent, err on the side of greater compassion, not less. Doing so builds an ethical foundation that outlasts trends or temporary market conditions. 8. The personal dimension. Engage family and helpers in understanding the values behind your animal care. Involve children in age-appropriate ways, teaching respect, empathy, and gratitude for life. Reflect after each harvest or culling on what went well, what could be improved, and how your operation reflects your personal and ethical standards. Conclusion: honoring the cycle. Ethical rabbit husbandry bridges the gap between necessity and empathy. By setting high standards of welfare, you respect both your animals and the integrity of your own table. This care is not wasted. It echoes out through the community, elevates your product, and deepens the satisfaction found in every meal. Responsible stewardship ensures your rabbitry nourishes not just the body, but also the spirit for years to come. Chapter 17, Scaling Up, From Backyard to Microfarm. Introduction, Growth with Purpose. Expanding a successful backyard rabbitry into a micro farm is a rewarding step. It opens the door to larger yields, diverse markets, and deeper community impact. But with growth comes the need for sharper management, strategic planning, and a balance between efficiency and ethical care. This chapter guides you in building on your foundation, taking your knowledge, routines, and infrastructure to the next level without losing sight of the principles that made your operation thrive. 1. Deciding when to scale up. A strong reason to expand could be consistently meeting your family's needs and having surplus rabbits or products, growing demand from local buyers, markets, or restaurants, a desire to diversify your farm's output and income streams. Check that your current practices are stable. Breeding, health management, and marketing should be reliable. Scaling before perfecting your system can multiply problems as easily as profits. 2. Infrastructure, building for volume. As numbers increase, so does the need for robust, adaptable infrastructure. Housing, upgrade to block-built rabbit sheds or modular hutches, designed for easy cleaning and protection from weather and predators. Water systems, Install automated nipple watering systems with protected tubing and reservoirs, making hydration more consistent and freeing up daily labor. Feed storage. Use metal bins or even small silos to keep bulk feed dry and rodent-free. Consider gravity-fed hoppers for ease of filling trays. Climate control. Larger operations may need shade cloths, fans, or passive ventilation systems to keep rabbits healthy through heat and humidity. 3. Labor and workflow efficiency. Efficiency is essential at scale. Daily routines. Develop structured workflows for feeding, cleaning, health checks, and record updates. Assign specific duties if you have helpers or family involved. Batch processing. Synchronize breedings so litters are born and harvested in manageable batches. This streamlines care and simplifies inventory and sales timing. Training and safety. As you expand, teach others in your household or workforce how to handle rabbits, recognize health issues, and follow your policies for welfare and safety. 4. Record keeping and production planning. Professionalize your tracking with breeding calendars for each doe, including pairing dates, expected kindling, and weaning targets, growth charts, and weekly weights, identifying top-performing lines for replacement breeders. Feed, supply, and labor costs per batch for precise financial analysis. Processing and sales logs for meat, pelts, manure, or live rabbits. Digital records or specialized apps can make this easier to track and analyze. 5. Expanding sales and market reach. With more rabbits comes the opportunity to branch out. Options include supplying larger restaurants or specialty grocers, coordinate contracts in advance. Joining or starting producer co-ops to pool resources, reach bigger markets, or share equipment. Selling value-added products, rabbit sausage, smoked rabbit, fertilizer blends, where local laws permit. Opening your farm for agritourism, workshops, open houses, or adopt-a-rabbit programs for kids and families. Always check regulatory requirements for new product types or direct farm events. 6. Quality control and consistency. Growth can only continue if your products consistently meet or exceed expectations. Monitor the health and uniformity of fryers, culling any that lag behind. Invest in improved genetics, selecting for fast growth, resilience, and easy management. Dedicate time each week to inspect housing, cleanliness, and workflow improvements. Maintain humane standards and transparency. Customers value a farm that cares for animals and the land. 7. Managing risk and avoiding burnout. Rapid scaling can introduce new pressures. Plan for backup feed sources, water systems, and veterinary support in case of delays or shortages. Don't increase numbers faster than your ability to care for them. Add a few does or batches at a time. Rotate tasks among family or workers to prevent fatigue or oversight. Have contingency plans for disease outbreaks with isolation pens and clear protocols. 8. Community and collaboration. Growth offers a chance to build stronger networks. mentor new rabbit producers in your area, and share knowledge, raising the standard benefits everyone. Explore group buying for bulk feed, equipment, or processing supplies. Engage with local food organizations or cooperatives for marketing ideas, events, and support. 9. Staying true to your values. Larger numbers should not dilute the ethical and sustainable practices you built at the backyard scale. Uphold animal welfare standards, clean environments, and transparency. Continue to reduce waste and close nutrient loops, returning manure to gardens, fields, or community markets. Remain mindful of biosecurity, hygiene, and humane protocols as more people handle the animals. Scaling up is about amplifying abundance, not compromising care. Conclusion: growing with intention. Transitioning from a modest backyard operation to a micro farm is both a practical and philosophical leap. Growth brings challenges, but these can be managed with planning, commitment, and a willingness to keep learning. By expanding gradually, investing in workflow and infrastructure, and staying rooted in your values, you create a sustainable, resilient enterprise that uplifts all who share in its bounty. Chapter 18, Troubleshooting, Slow Growth and Losses. Introduction. Staying resilient through challenges. Even the best-run rabbitries encounter setbacks. Whether it's slow-growing fryers, unexpected health issues, or mysterious losses, the key to long-term success lies in quick identification of problems and decisive, informed intervention. This chapter shows how to recognize, prevent, and respond to the most common stumbling blocks, and how to turn each challenge into a lesson that strengthens your operation. 1. Diagnosing slow growth. When fryers fail to reach their expected weight or appear stunted, check protein and feed quality. Inadequate protein or stale, moldy feed is the most common culprit. Fresh, high-quality pellets with at least 16 to 18% protein are crucial for young rabbits. Inspect hay and water. Moldy hay or dirty water reduces intake and can make rabbits sick. Ensure hay is green and sweet-smelling and waterers are clean. Monitor feed intake. If rabbits aren't eating, consider tooth problems, stress, or hidden illness. Weigh regularly. Weekly records will spot underperformance quickly, giving you a chance to intervene before significant losses occur. 2. Addressing health and parasite issues. Several health issues can slow growth or increase mortality. Coccidiosis. This intestinal parasite is common in young rabbits and causes diarrhea and poor weight gain. Prevent with clean cages, dry bedding, and, if necessary, medicated feed or water upon veterinarian advice. Worm loads. Pastured or tractored rabbits can pick up parasites from contaminated ground. Rotate pens regularly and keep grass trimmed short. Snuffles, respiratory illness, caused by bacteria such as Pasteurella. Snuffles results in nasal discharge, sneezing, and slow gain. Cull, chronic carriers, and improved ventilation. Routine health checks and daily cleaning are your best defense against most disease outbreaks. 3. Environmental factors affecting growth. Heat stress, high temperatures above 85 degrees Fahrenheit, suppress feed intake and slow growth. Provide shade, good airflow, and frozen water bottles as cooling aids. cold or damp conditions. Hypothermia or damp bedding can stunt growth and raise mortality. Use windbreaks, dry bedding, and secure shelters during colder months. Overcrowding. Too many rabbits in one cage cause stress and discourages eating. Make sure each animal has enough space. 4. Genetics and line management. Select for performance. Keep records on which does and bucks produce the largest, healthiest litters. Save replacement breeders from high-performing lines only. Cull. Underperformers, does with chronic breeding issues, or whose litters consistently lag in growth, should be humanely removed from the breeding program. This maintains herd vigor and keeps your operation efficient. 5. Recognizing and preventing losses. Losses might occur due to predator break-ins. Make sure hutches are predator-proof and securely latched. Skip feedings or water outages. Even a day without water can be fatal in heat. Set alarms or routines to check all supplies daily. Toxin exposure, pesticide drift, moldy feed, or ingestion of toxic plants can cause rapid, unexplained deaths. Always source safe feed and supervise rabbits when running on open ground. Accidental breeding, early or unplanned litters can lead to weak, underweight kits. Separate sexes promptly at 8 weeks. 6. When to seek outside help. When unexplained losses or illnesses occur, consult a veterinarian for widespread illness, persistent losses, or health questions beyond your experience. Reach out to breeder networks or agricultural extensions. Experienced mentors or local extension agents can offer specific regional guidance. Early action is always better than waiting for losses to mount. 7. Continuous improvement mindset. Treat every challenge as a prompt to refine your systems. Update protocols. If a problem is traced to your routine, revise your methods immediately. Invest in training. Attend workshops. Connect with experienced breeders. And keep learning to anticipate future issues. Prioritize record keeping. Patterns and correlations in health, weather, and management can often be traced in your notes, allowing better prevention next season. Conclusion: stronger with every challenge. No rabbitry is immune to setbacks, but resilience is built on rapid response, honest assessment, and proactive care. By watching for trouble, responding quickly, and refining your approach, you ensure not only continued success, but the growth of your skill as a steward, producer, and problem solver. Chapter 19, Community Education and Regulatory Advocacy. Introduction, Sharing Knowledge, Building Strength. A thriving rabbitry isn't just a center for food production. It can also radiate knowledge, inspiration, and positive change through its neighborhood and region. As you gain expertise and your operation grows, you become a natural ambassador for sustainable meat production, ethical animal care, and resilient local food systems. Education and advocacy do more than help others. They also strengthen your own practice, broaden your impact, and pave the way for better policies and broader acceptance. 1. Educating your community. Open houses and educational workshops. Hosting tours or hands-on sessions at your rabbitry demystifies the process. Letting neighbors, students, or local gardeners see humane care, clean facilities, and the cycle from hutch to garden builds understanding and curiosity. Demonstrations and farm days. Seasonal demonstrations such as manure composting, humane processing, or cooking with rabbit draw crowds and encourage practical, hands-on learning, sharing stories and successes. Use local newsletters, social media, and neighborhood message boards to share stories, tips, and recipes. Seeing how rabbits support family, health, and the environment can bust myths and increase support. School and youth programs partner with local schools or 4-H chapters to teach animal care, biology, and gardening. Youth gain real skills and adults gain valuable community ties. 2. Advocating for sustainable livestock policies. Understanding the rules. Many zoning codes and local regulations don't address rabbits directly or lump them in with less suitable livestock. Learn your area's laws, then approach officials with thoughtful, well-informed suggestions for updates or clarification. Promoting logical, livestock-friendly ordinances. Advocate for reasonable limits based on space and management, not arbitrary numbers. Fair waste handling expectations and allowance for small-scale, non-disruptive meat production. Highlighting the benefits. Arm yourself with facts. Rabbits are quieter, cleaner, and less odorous than poultry or goats. Their manure is safe, non-toxic, and valuable to gardeners. Sharing these truths dispels fears and helps shape positive policy. Participating in public meetings. Show up at town halls or regulatory hearings with data and real-life examples. Bringing along supporters, satisfied neighbors, or local chefs who use your rabbits can make your voice stronger. 3. Fostering collaboration. Building producer networks. Connect with fellow keepers to share best practices, pool resources for bulk feed or equipment, and aggregate sales for larger buyers. Forming co-ops or associations, collective action makes it easier to market products, train newcomers, and advocate for supportive legislation. Partnering with local food movement groups. Join forces with permaculture designers, community garden organizers, and sustainability nonprofits to amplify your reach and credibility. 4. Promoting transparency and ethical standards. Open books, open doors. A transparent operation encourages trust. Share how you raise, process, and market your rabbits, including your commitment to humane care and ethical practices. Setting the bar high, encourage others to meet or exceed your standards, making ethical rabbitry the expected norm in your area. 5. Encouraging local adoption. Starter kits and mentorships. Offer guidance to new rabbit keepers, whether through starter breeding pairs, equipment loans, or one-on-one training. A culture of mentorship builds a healthy, knowledgeable community. Resource sharing. Distribute guides, checklists, or sample record sheets. The more you empower others, the stronger your regional food system becomes. 6. Advocating for better markets. Lobby for rabbit inclusive inspection or labeling. Work with state departments to include rabbits under meat inspection or farm product programs, opening new sales channels and validating the industry's value. Encourage local outlets. Speak with chefs, markets, or butchers about the joys of local rabbit, fresher, tastier, and more sustainable than imported meat. host tasting events, or share sample recipes. Conclusion: empowerment through sharing. Community education and advocacy are essential to spreading the benefits of rabbit husbandry. By opening doors, sharing knowledge, and championing fair rules, you ensure your work ripples outwards, feeding not only tables, but minds, policies, and future generations. The result is stronger networks, smarter regulations, and a resilient culture of stewardship, ready to thrive in any season. Chapter 20, Legacy, Resilient Protein for Future Generations. Introduction, Beyond the Backyard. Raising rabbits for meat is more than a practical enterprise. It's a commitment to a cycle of stewardship that reaches beyond your own table. The legacy you create, built on daily care and cumulative wisdom, holds the power to nurture communities, regenerate land, and provide security in uncertain times. As this journey culminates, the lasting impact of rabbit husbandry becomes clear: a source of abundance, ecological healing, and cultural resilience for generations to come. 1. Weaving rabbits into the heart of self-reliance. Steady protein supply. With their rapid reproduction and efficient feed conversion, rabbits guarantee a year-round source of high-quality protein. For families, this means reliable nutrition through every season and circumstance. Knowledge transfer, skills learned in rabbit husbandry, planning, animal care, observation, and problem solving are easily passed down. Children and neighbors alike benefit from learning a direct connection to their food, land, and the responsibilities of stewardship. Financial security, whether as a primary or supplementary income, the economic engine of a well-managed rabbitry provides flexibility in both lean and abundant years, offering stability regardless of outside volatility. 2. Ecological restoration and closed-loop sustainability. Soil revival. The bunny gold of rabbit manure closes nutrient loops, replenishes tired soil, and supports lush gardens, food forests, and community green spaces. Biodiversity catalyst. By integrating rabbits into permaculture systems, small holdings can foster richer ecosystems, support pollinators, and create productive, balanced landscapes. Low impact livestock. The reduced resource demand, minimal emissions, and localized production model stand as a blueprint for sustainable animal agriculture, one that honors the limits of our planet. 3. Building community resilience. Skill sharing networks. Rabbit keepers, by teaching, mentoring, and organizing, foster webs of resilience that benefit entire communities. Shared breeding stock, resources, and knowledge allow for greater adaptability to changing conditions. Food security initiatives. Rabbits offer a direct, affordable, and scalable solution for households, schools, and urban programs seeking food independence or emergency preparedness. Strengthening traditions. For many, the act of raising, harvesting, and preparing rabbit is both a cultural heritage and a living, evolving practice, one that binds generations with shared memory, ritual, and pride. 4. Adapting to a changing world. Climate flexibility. In the face of environmental change, rabbits' fast maturation and adaptability make them a wise choice for small farms, gardens, and urban lots under unpredictable conditions. Innovation and new solutions. As markets, tastes, and circumstances evolve, rabbit husbandry supports endless creativity, new recipes, value-added products, and collaborative enterprises that keep local food systems dynamic and diverse. 5. Leaving a living legacy. Documenting your practice, keeping clear records, sharing successes and failures, and inviting new participants turns individual experience into communal wisdom. Mentorship and leadership. By guiding others, you magnify your impact. Each new grower or breeder multiplies the benefits, ensuring the craft never fades from local knowledge. Intergenerational bonds. Through shared chores, stories, and meals, families and friends create lasting ties, cemented around the lessons and rewards of the rabbit cycle. Conclusion: a future built on small, consistent acts. The legacy of raising rabbits for meat is ultimately forged from the steady rhythms of daily care, thoughtful improvement, and open-hearted sharing. Each hutch filled, each garden bed nourished, and each meal served from your work is a seed planted in the fertile soil of community and landscape alike. Through this humble, powerful practice, one generation after another can discover not only how to endure, but how to thrive abundantly, ethically, and together.